Listen, honey. Hi, fam. I hope everybody's having a good week. I am excited to talk to you this week, particularly because it centers around something that happened to me. I'm looking at my brother, Dennis, right now, who's joined me in studio. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, guys.
So, Dennis is here not only because he's my brother, but because he introduced me to the world of podcasts. And ever since then, I've been hooked, not only to my own podcast, but also to the information that I learned from so many great podcasts out there. I also want to begin, for all my new listeners, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to me in all spaces of your life, whether you're cleaning the house, driving to work, doing your makeup. That's my favorite time to listen to podcasts. Taking baths, if you still do out there, with some Epsom salt and lavender oil. I'm so happy to be beside you. This is my favorite time of the week because I get to connect with you and go deeper about things in life. So for me, this particular week, I had kind of a weird one because I was out and about and I was busy and doing the things that Jeannie Mai does with work. And then I got a random anxiety attack. And if you watch any of my other shows like Hello Honey or The Real, I talk about this, but I haven't had one since my 40th birthday. And that happened because there was like 300 people in the room and it was really intense. And I tried some of the breathing techniques, but I couldn't get a quiet spot to do it. And then I went home to my quiet space in my hotel, actually, and I still couldn't channel that present feeling to feel calm. So I brought this about with my brother, and we've talked about different things people do to kind of calm their mind. And Dennis randomly brought up Reiki healing, or the practice of Reiki. So do you even know what that is, Dennis?
Okay, the first time I heard it was my friend Laura Estrada brought it up. She said somebody had said she had good energy.
Okay.
Right? That seems to be the kind of the thing, like it's a, if you want to get into Reiki, you got to know Reiki.
Right.
Right? So that you kind of ask about it. And then I just like different modalities, everything. And it's, right. It seems to be hot right now. It's trending.
So how did you lead us to my guest who's sitting across from us, Miss Karen Felice, who is a Reiki master instructor? How did you lead us? Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Okay, so how did you find Karen?
Karen, she's been doing this for 21 years.
Oh my God. I believe.
So she's
You're
no
legal.
Joke.
I am.
Yeah.
I am a
yeah.
master. They say when you put in certain number of hours, you're no longer an artist, you're an artisan. So.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
I've only been a masturbator. Same thing. Okay, so what is Reiki, Karen?
Reiki is Japanese.
Okay.
Technique. Mm-hmm. Rei means universal, and ki is the chi, or the prana that we all have. But my Japanese friend says Reiki, you go to a Reiki person, it means you're going to a healer.
Ooh, I like
so
that.
So it's known as a modality that's hands-on and above the body. It's not massage, and it can only be done for the highest good. So I don't take on your energy, you don't take on my energy. Its origins come from Japan, as I mentioned, and Dr. Isui was studying, he wanted to know the missing years of Christ, and he also wanted to know the form of healing that Christ and Buddha did that incorporated the soul.
Hold on. We
yes.
know for a fact that Christ, Jesus Christ,
yes.
and Buddha did Reiki?
It's not that. They incorporated the soul when they did healings. It wasn't just, let
yes.
me take care of the body or let me take care of the mind. It was a full experience.
I believe that.
Healing.
When you heal, you always feel a whole other part of your soul. Yes.
Yeah,
and he believed it, but the Buddhist monks he was studying with at the time in the late 1800s, they took care of only the mind and the soul. They left the body for the doctors. But Dr. Sui felt he wanted it all integrated
yeah.
for full healing. To begin, and even in his writings, he says that one must elevate consciousness before healing can begin.
Right. So, Karen.
Yes.
I'm picturing.
Yes.
I don't think I'm right about this, but I'm picturing.
Hear. What do you picture?
Oh my God, I'm scared. So I'm picturing like a little pan of sand or like a yeah. trough of sand. I don't know, like some dish of sand with a rake.
Oh.
Is that Reiki?
No,
I saw it at Sharper Image, and it's like one of those things that you rake.
I've
with
seen
the
even
rows
a cartoon.
Of sand.
I've seen even a cartoon with a little cat.
Okay,
where
is that Reiki?
Like, and they're doing Reiki. You know, he's yeah. scratching. He's back scratching somebody. But no, Reiki is so it's a guided experience to place the hands on the person where they're holding blocked energy. And to get energy to flow.
Oh, then I've never seen Reiki. Okay, so no. We're not talking about when people have those red dots on their body.
No.
What? I need to picture it because otherwise I'm going to Google it.
The only way I can explain it too is I become a channel of this energy and I envision it like white golden light. And this is what I teach my students. My master teachers placed and activated healing symbols in my upper four chakras, which is the crown. A crown is where the soft spot is of a baby. Third eye, throat chakra, and then heart chakra. So I imagine the light coming through there. And then from the heart chakra, it travels down the arms into the hands. As I allow this energy to come from me to the other person, it's healing. Sometimes people feel warmth, but they also engage in a resettling of their own energy. My first thing I ask someone is, where do you have any injuries? Is there anything going on in the body? And they'll tell me, oh, my knee, my right knee. Let's say, for example.
Right.
And the way I'm trained is that our hips and thighs are the past, the knee is the present, the shins, ankle, feet are the future. So already I have guidance that this person needs to be here now, not replaying the past and not projecting the future.
So that's if you have a problem in a certain part of your body, it connotates a time in your life. Like there's a timeline in your body parts.
Yes.
Whoa. What about your elbow? What would that be?
That's a good one. Depends on what side.
What?
Right? Which side? Is it right or left? If it's female or male.
So is it safe to say that anybody suffering from, because for me it's anxiety, which by the way comes in all shapes and forms. It doesn't have to be like an actual panic attack where you breathe in a bag or something. Sometimes it's just all of a sudden a cloud in your mind and you can't focus your thoughts.
Yes.
And you get a lot of insecurities, a rush of other negative emotions into you. Yes. So just for everybody out there. Anxiety comes in all shapes and forms, and it's better to own it, get to understand it, and start to find things like Reiki or breathing or meditation to help it. But it also sounds like it's for people in actual physical pain.
Yes.
So you lay your hands on that particular spot, and then what do you do?
It's a reminder. I can tell the person, be here now. Even if they've had surgery, I can go back in time and allow healing at the time of the surgery in the present and the future. Because there's a Reiki symbol, when it's translated, it means no time or space. And I don't see healing as linear. So this doesn't change your past, even people in trauma, but it allows a new experience and a powerful message that's come through in my sessions, because I get very intuitive and I get messages I share with my clients. One is, I'm choosing to have a new experience with the experience. Which is a great mantra to say to yourself. Instead of this being this groundhog loop, wow, I'm rising above this loop of experience and I'm having a new experience.
I'm choosing to have a new experience with this experience.
Yes.
That's already a start.
It's great. So these kind of messages come through to help my clients how to navigate their life.
Right.
And by the time illness gets into our body, it's a lot of emotional, it's a lot of mental stimulus that is created. Now, yes, there's organic illness. Yes. Which I've been trained in oncology Reiki as well to honor Western treatment, but I want the person seeing themselves whole, even going through chemo, to talk to every cell being born into the bone marrow that's perfect white cells, perfect red cells. And it's really powerful hour of their lives to, oh, I can breathe.
What do doctors think about that?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that. Western doctors.
There's a lot who are open, even because I was looking at doing a program or being available at Cedars, and and they have a chaplain there who offers Reiki. So the hospitals, even City of Hope for the kids, they are offering Reiki, because not only does it help the patient, but it helps the caretakers.
Wow.
Yes.
Who needs Reiki? If you were to define the gamut of people that need it, because we already know people who have anxiety or probably maybe a little bit of mental disorder or issues.
Yes.
And people in physical pain.
Yes.
Who else?
It's great for stress management.
Everybody.
Yes, everybody. I actually even give Reiki to animals, and this is how I even—
Fido.
Well, I have my own doggie, whose name is Shayna, but but my cat from 1997, she got me on this journey. I was not in this world at all. I was a journalist.
Wow.
By degree, and a single mom and workaholic. And my cat was diagnosed with cancer and given 3 months to live. So I went to look for something alternative. And I went into a store in Sherman Oaks. It was called Pets Naturally. It's no longer there. I walk in, and the woman behind the counter looks at me and she says, "You're a healer."
Nice. That's what I was talking about. That.
Yeah.
Where they identify one another.
Like I
they
said,
pick each other
healer,
out.
Game recognize game. Yeah. Healer see healer.
I didn't see it because I was in my stress mode and daily life. And I just said, "What?" And she said, "No, you're a healer. You need to meet my friends in North Hollywood who teach Reiki." And this is how I got into it.
That's interesting. I really believe that, by the way. A lot of people have a specific gift that's meant to serve others. I think I have the gift of communication.
Yes.
I'm not saying I'm perfect at it or a master, but I'm just saying I have the ability to hone that gift really well and use it for purpose.
But you grow with it.
Yeah,
which you is do. Beautiful.
Yes. And I also know that there's people with the gift of prophecy. Some people just have this intuition. Like even my co-host, Tamara, on my show, The Real, on our show, she has, I know, the gift of prophecy. She can help kind of just see a person, feel them.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden give them some words that will help them see what their future could look like or recognize the problems in their lives. So a healer. So what did you do with that information then, and how did you help Shayna?
Well, that was helping my cat, whose name was Hopi. This was a long time ago. I do give Reiki to my dog, Shayna, every day.
And did Hopi?
But Hopi ended up living, instead of 3 months, she lived 3 years.
Wow.
Yes.
And you believe the Reiki helped?
Yes. She helped me practice on her. And even when she transitioned, I was able to give her Reiki when we were at the vet.
Fascinating.
So. Okay, so stress, would somebody come in there for like money problems? Would you come in for, what about like dating, something like that?
Yes,
like, what if you have
I have people who have a lot of creative issues or self-sabotage.
Okay.
Yes. Everybody.
Yes. And the money thing is part of believing lack, which I think lack is a lie. So it's really to value, you know, self-value. I would encourage, I kind of draw an infinity symbol over the sacral chakra, and that's where our reproduction area is, but it's also our creativity. So I encourage people to feel that they have infinite resource, infinite time management, infinite balance, and that feels like, wow, that's a place to start.
Incredible.
That's a place to create from.
How often do you have to do this?
Now, I've had people who come once, and I have people that come every week. I've had people who, and I've been as a business doing this since 2011, where I walked away from the production world and said, okay, here I am, let me be of service.
And it sounds to me with those questions or those people that have those issues, whether it's dating, money, or just insecurity, self-sabotage, you help to clear the flow that naturally happens in your body anyway so that you can go and gain those goals or make that vision come to fruition. I heard this example, I think from Simon Sinek, who I love listening to on YouTube, that as a baby, we naturally keep going. We naturally go for it. When a baby falls down 50 times, it still gets up and keeps walking until it eventually walks on its own. When a baby cries out for needs, it doesn't stop crying. It'll keep crying because it wants help. But as we get older, if we fall down or like say lose an investment or, you know, don't make a job, don't make an interview one time, some of that can be self-sabotaging and you stop completely. Or if you, as you get older, you also stop asking people for help compared to the baby crying until it gets its help. So you, I believe our bodies are naturally built to keep going, but our mind is what starts building those blockades and stopping it. So I want to understand more of how we can either find the help through people like you or build that Reiki understanding in our own lives, in our personal lives. So let's take a break and we'll come back with that. Welcome back, everybody. We're with Karen Felice, who is fascinating us right now with the understanding of Reiki. And already you're channeling every single person who needs it, whether it's anxiety, stress, or just blocks in your life when it comes to finances, love, and all because of our mind not matching up with our body and the needs of our body not matching up with the needs of our mind and our thoughts.
So much of it is, feels to me like almost counseling, right? Like I want to be, I want to have connection with somebody. I guess when I come in, do I let you know like what's going on with me? Everything like, hey, I need help with this. And like, is that something, you know, is it, it feels like kind of like a,
actually, the Reiki,
like a tantric counseling?
No, not at all that. And actually, Reiki complements counseling. It complements chiropractic work or acupuncture. And people sometimes tell me what's going on, and sometimes they don't. I want it to be very organic. I don't keep records. I'm not judging anyone. I simply want to be present. So things will come up. When we set an intention, let's say I want to have confidence. Sometimes a deeper feeling comes up that I share with them, like, oh, okay, so you had a tough time with your father. I'm feeling this in this area, and the floodgates can open. And it's stuff that people hold in for a long time.
And when you say, I'm feeling this, that you had something with your father, where does that come from?
It's
like an intuition?
Yes, it is intuitive.
Gotcha.
Yes, totally intuitive.
Okay.
And I've practiced enough to where I share with what I experience with someone, and it's never bad. I never get premonition of, oh my gosh, you better stop smoking cigarettes because
you're going to die. Right.
I do Reiki in hospice as well, and the person is on life support. And so for me, it's honoring soul to soul. I simply say, here I am. I love you. I honor your journey. I'm not saying, give your pain to me, you have to get better because your family's crying. It does a disservice to me, karmically, to take on anyone's energy and to the person going through what they're going through. So soul to soul, there's a beautiful remembrance of who we are. And the way I see Reiki is from the soul body comes the mental body, the physical body, and the emotional body. So Reiki helps quiet all those agitations and stimulus. A lot of takeaways can be positive little mantras that people can say throughout their day. Even, I'm loved and protected. I'm loved and protected. This doesn't interfere with any religion. And like I said, it complements Western medicine. Very much so.
Did
so,
you say you ask that people kind of repeat those incantations to themselves throughout the day? Or
positive affirmations. Yes.
No, positive affirmations.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes. And some of my clients do. I've had a client who has Epstein-Barr and was coming every week for 7 years.
What is that Epstein-Barr?
Mm-hmm. It's autoimmune, and it feels like exhaustion, and sometimes there's nerve pain with
Sounds
it.
Sounds like Crohn's.
It's different. I've had people with Crohn's as well. But in my training, I've learned not to amplify the illness. Because that's all I'm bringing to someone. I'm thinking only of the cancer. I'm thinking only of the Crohn's. I see the wholeness, and then I can create. But I know for this particular client, that was her time to decompress once a week and just remember who she is. But she said, I used to repeat that to myself. Wow. I'm loved and protected. I'm loved and protected. When she felt overwhelmed.
Right. So when you sense the issue,
yes.
And then you begin to summon the energy that person needs.
Yes.
You lay hands on the particular area.
Yes.
And then what goes on after that, since I assume that your appointments are about 1 hour, right?
That's my favorite. I mean, and also my most popular, but sometimes I have 90 minutes and 2 hours. It depends on what people are going through, and it can be very efficient in 30 minutes. So it's interesting with energy because I feel the person let go of energy. And I'll even ask them, did you feel that? They are letting go of their blocks, their fears. In the liver, it processes fear. So when I practice enough where I can hear a word associated to what they're letting go of, but then in the area of the body where they let it go, I'm replacing that area with the golden white light as I express that passage from the crown all the way into my heart chakra, then down my arms into the hands. And I tell people, filling that gap of where you were holding on to energy, it's almost like energetic spackling.
So you summon it and you insert it, make it available to them, but they have to do the work to receive it and visualize the replacements or the...
Well, I share the visualization of the replacement. And sometimes people sleep on the table, and I'm still doing what I'm doing, and I can share afterwards.
Do they feel physically different afterwards?
Yes. Everyone looks.
Are
almost,
you serious?
Excuse me.
Everyone.
Everyone looks airbrushed.
Like a Facetune?
Yes.
No.
Someone even said, oh my gosh, I feel like I've been to the Reiki gym.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
You physically see them look different?
Yes. Yes.
Everyone, 100%.
Everyone. I wish I had a mirror that said, now you see what I see, to show them. But that changes the experience because I want people to feel it. The minute some people look at the mirror, they get into their head again. Like, oh, look at that pimple or look at that. So, but
that's immediate too. And the minute they go home sometimes, it's immediate to walk into a house that's messy and reminds them of whatever's going on in their house or the weight in their lives. Wow, that's interesting. That the minute they hop off your table, they have been transformed because they got those incantations.
That's what I call it. I just like magic. That's
why. I'm definitely going to Urban Dictionary that.
The intuitive messages, yes.
So they had the power to go ahead and channel that on their own without taking in any medicine, doing a shot of anything.
Right.
But the minute they see something that they haven't then brought the energy to that either, like their image or their home or their workplace.
It's really important.
Then it can drag it back down. Oh my God. Think about that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Because it's not just you. What I'm learning is you can go get healed on a journey. You can go get healed slowly with a Reiki healer or an educator. But then you then have to make sure that you transform the image of things you see or change the things that are negative in your life so that you can maintain what the fuck you're feeling after your experience.
Exactly. It's really empowering.
Yes.
It's an empowering experience. And I
That's
love
a big
it.
Aha for me.
Right.
Let's say, because I live in LA, women who just don't like their lives, that whether it's bad boyfriend choices, can't make any money, image is always a big thing. So they'll go for what seems really hot right now to people. Like, let's say plastic surgery, a beautiful face. So they'll go and fix their nose or plump their lips up, which isn't a problem. But the problem is that little fix isn't going to make everything else better. You still have to stop making those choices for those type of men you date. You have to quit your job and go find something you really love. You have to chase that dream in order to change the atmosphere of your life. And then if you want to go get your lips plumped or whatever, that's like an addition. But you still have to go bring that energy and those changes to those places, like a little Reiki touch on the life around you.
I agree. I do agree.
But what's great about what you do is that you start at what matters most, which is your thoughts, which then lead to your actions. So when you have really great positive thoughts about yourself and you recognize who you are with the help of you, then you can go and implement those changes or, most importantly, smell what the hell is funky in your life, right?
But also love yourself through that process.
Mm.
And that love is not outside of inside to do this. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Great. It's really is.
How hard is it, though, to find a Reiki healer or a Reiki teacher.
Like a good Reiki healer. Really.
Yes.
How do you know?
Right. Where are they? So, where are you guys chilling?
So there's many schools of Reiki. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of organizations online. IARP, which is International Association of Reiki Practitioners. People have asked me and they go to London. They're like, how do I find someone? I said, check out that resource.
Oh, so that resource can lead you to a Reiki healer in your area.
In your city, yes.
And if you can't find a person, are you SOL? Can you do Reiki on yourself?
Not without being trained by a master teacher. We are all, believe it or not, natural healers.
Who?
All of us.
Me?
Yes, you.
Healing what?
Yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And the beauty of Reiki
It takes work. I thought I could go and touch somebody on the temple and just put them down like Benny Hinn.
That's funny.
Wait. Okay, that's a whole other subject.
But the thing, beauty of Reiki is that once you are instructed and attuned to using the symbols, you can allow for self-healing. And it's powerful. So
Reiki people, I feel like, are naturally in the common, obviously don't want opposition or want to fight. But
that's true, huh?
If you were a bad Reiki, just like there's bad people in the world, you could have the power to summon negative energy. You could do the opposite to people and really make them.
Correct. But that's not Reiki, because Reiki cannot be done for bad.
Yeah.
That's another.
Yeah.
What would that be?
I don't know. I don't embrace. I don't embrace the dark arts. So okay. I don't. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Do you believe in that?
I know it's available, but I choose only the light. And also another thing I say, if I feel overwhelmed in a room where it's a lot of people, I'll just say nothing enters my energy field without my permission.
I love that. Can you tell us a couple stories of your best miracles or healing turnouts?
It was pretty profound to me to know I've had some clients that have lost children. And the fact, or then they're trying to have get pregnant again, and it's a struggle. But the reminder that always comes through is it's up to the soul that wants to be here. You'll never have the right time. You'll never have enough money. It'll never be the right relationship. Whatever soul needs to come here will be here. And also there's a perfect coming and going of every soul, children, parents, animals. So that really has helped me a lot and helped my clients who have lost children, that they got what they needed and they couldn't have done it without you as their parents.
Right.
So that helps open their hearts and their minds a lot instead of just living in the pain body. Yes.
I want to go back to something you just talked about, which is happening a lot to my friends around me, which is miscarriages.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing when a woman goes through a miscarriage. I mean, the burden and the guilt is unimaginable. Have you found that Reiki can help somebody have a baby after going through you in order to try again?
I feel it's a powerful reset for someone in that pain. And I would also, like legally, I can't prescribe, hey, you need to do this vitamin or you need to do this. I would encourage them to see a naturopath or a acupuncturist who deals with fertility, in addition to if they're doing IBF. But when they've lost this child, I do remind them that that soul still got exactly what they needed. And also remind them to not limit themselves to look at a role. Oh, I'm no longer a mother because this happened. Or how do I have a peace with the feeling of being a woman, of being a mother, if something that harsh happened? And there's times people are crying the whole time on the table, and I will say out loud, I love you without condition. I love you if you're a mom or you're not a mom. And that helps healing.
Absolutely. You're making me think of Beyonce's quote in her recent Elle interview. She said, she finally learned how to be a mom because of those miscarriages when she realized that she first had to be a mother to herself. Jeez. Yeah. And I think it's so beautiful for you to teach people how to revisit their own natural gifting or their own natural service that was a gifting to whatever the purpose was.
Yes.
That we shouldn't forget that it's not just succeed or fail, but that the journey in between is in it of itself the success. Yeah, that's incredible.
That's beautiful.
So,
for Karen, for people who've been sick or had an ailment, or let's say they're trying for to get pregnant, something like that, there's never been instances where they've actually that Reiki solved that for them, right? You're saying to do this in tandem with like modern medical, like medicine, right?
Correct. Well, yes, with Western medicine, it's a beautiful adjunct. But I have noticed that people who have chronic, like shoulder pain, when I see the shoulder as the throat chakra. So as we allow them to feel safe with not knowing what to say or feel safe with the pauses as well as the words, when people realize, oh, I can feel safe and let that go, they're like, wow, my shoulder feels better. Mm. And they have no idea why, but I know it's energetically where it's been held. So I've seen organic injuries definitely improve with the Reiki.
Do you give yourself little Reiki touches, like quote unquote, I'm putting air quotes right now, when you're in need? Okay, you know what? I'm going to show you something. When the other day when I told my friend about that random anxiety attack I had, I actually learned this that she taught me that I could do by myself. And I'm looking it up and it's called heart cross breathing. Heart cross breathing. And she gave me these images.
Do it.
And it was basically putting two hands over your heart like this, where you...
She's interlacing her knuckles and she's...
Lace, yep. And putting it over my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's best laying down, but you begin to breathe as if your heart has nostrils. So you inhale so hard that you feel the air going through your heart cavity, and you slowly exhale as if your heart is also breathing that out. And so when you do that, you're almost opening the vessels of your soul to be able to take that same inhale and exhale, not just your mind, or not just to think of it like breathing to survive. So in Reiki, is there anything that you can do laying your hand in some symbolic area and putting a chant to it that can help you in that moment of stress?
Well, I know a lot of Reiki symbols because I'm a Usui master teacher and a Karuna master teacher. So at times I take symbols from each. So I know about 16 symbols, and I'm guided to draw a symbol above someone's heart and guide it into their heart. Even Om, like peace,
ooh, yes,
like guiding peace into the person's well-being and protection, or allowing them to quiet the emotional body. So, but what they can do at home, I've also studied with Eckhart Tolle. I just finished his school in June. Yes.
I love Eckhart Tolle.
Yes, I love him
too.
The
first podcast I ever had for Listen Honey, I quoted one of his sayings, which was, don't just be your thoughts and emotions, but be the awareness behind them.
Beautiful.
What was it like being with Eckhart Tolle? And he talks really funny too.
He's a master. He's incredible. And it was a 6-month course called the School of Spiritual Awakening, and it was for teachers and healers online. He's never done this before. And my takeaway was, for me, I want to be conscious all the time, not just 4 a.m. spine straight. You were talking about your breath work. He mentions it's connecting to the deeper eye. So his breath work is to inhale through the nostrils all the way down to the belly button and holding it, and then exhaling all the way back out through the nostrils. He says, do this 2 times. He says, that's the whole secret of connecting to awareness, to consciousness. That's it. But he says, from that space, your thoughts can be creative and focused, not just chaotic and reactive. And you mentioned something, how they identify. What he teaches is, don't identify. The minute something pops up, like I'm angry, don't associate with it. Detach. Don't say I am. It's powerful to
What do you say instead? And then what's the next step after that?
He says to say, ah, there you are. He says that gives it a little bit of space.
Ah, as if you've spotted the enemy.
Yes.
And you know where they are. So in proximity, you can back away.
Yes. And you don't engage. You don't engage with it. It's powerful. And these are the kind of things I practice and I teach with my clients. And you were mentioning how can people, I've joined the real world where I do FaceTime healing.
So.
And I have clients who are actors and even on set, I can do long distance wherever they are. And they set up their computer next to their couch or so they can hear me. And I guide them through exactly what's happening. And they're like, holy cow, I can feel what's happening.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So let's give some information as to how my listeners can get in touch with you if they can't find a Reiki healer from afar and start to get themselves towards healing.
So my website is my name, KarenFelice.com, K-A-R-E-N, F as in Frank, E-L-I-C-E.com. I also have Instagram, KFelice at Instagram. And every Monday, I do free 10 minutes long distance healing. I call it Free Reiki Monday. And people just by clicking like are included.
Guys.
Yes, it's
guys.
Easy. It's easy.
That's interesting.
And people don't have to do anything, no special preparation, know what's coming. I usually pick a time and I post it when it's happening on Mondays.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
So everybody, please go to Karen's website, which I'm going to also insert in my description, and also go to her Instagram, follow and like her Free Reiki Mondays, because that can give you access to the first steps in learning to love yourself and get healed through Reiki.
Great.
That's beautiful. Now, I know you also brought something for me, so I want to be able to share that too. What is it?
I'm really excited. I self-published my first book a year ago on Amazon. Thank you. Thank you.
So amazing.
I want to gift it to you.
Oh my God, it's an easy read.
It's an easy read. I can sign it for you later.
It's an adorable marble book, guys, with pink and blue, and it says Compassion Speaks, A Sensory Journey by Karen Felice.
So these are all intuitive messages about compassion. And if I can give you a little background.
Please.
My first meditation teacher in the time of my life where I needed it most was Deepak Chopra, Dr.
Oh,
Deepak Chopra.
I went
to his school, and he would talk about compassion. He says, I could compliment you, you'd feel good. I could insult you, you'd feel bad. But a real Buddha feels neither. And so here I am 12 years later, sitting with that still. And all I know of Buddha is he was a teacher of compassion. So I feel in that neutral place. And I love the heart chakra because I feel this is where our soul is, our intuition, our authentic self. So I come into that neutral place, and then I don't have to be the fixer or the victim.
Mm.
I'm not affected. It doesn't mean you're not caring or anything, but it's an empowered place to be. So this book happened. I was driving back on the 101 from Santa Cruz area. I have clients up there who I go to a treatment facility and help actually the practitioners and people getting off drugs to have Reiki. So I'm driving on the 101 in December of 2017. When the fires in Ojai were going, and it was bad. So I was just praying and sending healing to the land and the sentient beings. And it's a long drive, 5 hours. And I see this sign to the left of me, and it said, State Prison. And then, boom, this first message came through me, and it said, send compassion to the gaps of the forgotten. And I was just shaking. I knew this was something
I'm
bigger.
Shaking now.
It was something bigger than me. And I just started talking into Siri to save what I could. So over a three-month period, I did a specific meditation on compassion. And these affirmations came through that people can use them as intentions to set in their day. And even one of them came through was funny, was compassion is the new black.
Wow.
And I left it. I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
But it's accessible, and it's not quoting masters. You can't get it wrong. It won't interfere with religion. It's simply, wow, how do I reset and then be empowered?
So, I understand. This is beautiful. Thank you so much, Karen Felice. Her book is called Compassion Speaks, A Sensory Journey. Karen Felice, don't forget to follow her on Instagram. You are such a blessing to us.
Thank you
for helping us understand how to love ourselves more and how to appreciate such an art that's out there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Everybody out there, thank you for listening to this week's Listen, Honey. You know I'm on this whole journey of bettering myself and just enjoying who I am and the things that I've been through so that I can look at my achievements, not just, you know, through work or, you know, accolades, but actually looking through our achievements that you survived today, which means you've gotten through so much to be where you are and to embrace that. So Karen, you helped us kind of understand a lot more of that with our body and the physical behind it. So everybody out there, please do subscribe and rate and review this podcast wherever you're listening. I check out the reviews. Dennis does too. We love reading your reviews, especially the specific detailed ones, because it helps us cater to your needs as we go through this learning journey together. So subscribe, rate, and review. Or as my mom says, subscribe. Make sure you subscribe. And also share this with your friends. We all know somebody who could use a little bit more encouragement. So if you find that Karen Felice's advice today could be helpful to them, share Karen's information and do pass them this podcast. I know you guys were huge fans of the Life Coaching, Jim Quick, Shan Booty, so many great podcasters we had. Karen Felice is going to be a hot one too. So do DM me or put on reviews the stories you've had with Reiki, and I will share them in my stories. And thank you so much. Tune in next time to Listen, Hanai. I'll see you guys soon.